What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael. Good day to you, Mike. Mike, what's on my mind, and before I want to talk about what Peter had said yesterday, very good call, and Kelly, what I want to say is this, Mike. Mother's Day weekend is past, okay? Mother's Day weekend is past. Chicago, 28 shot, 6 dead, 4 in critical condition. So, Mike, let me ask you a question. What's going to happen on Father's Day? This was Mother's Day. What's going to happen in all these cities on Father's Day, Mike? New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami. I mean, what's going to happen on Father's Day, Mike? Every weekend, all we hear is how bad Trump was in BLM. Listen, Mike, this is insanity. This is utter insanity. 207 murdered in Chicago since January 1st. Mike, look at the FBI statistics. Yes. Online can look it up. Look at all the shootings. Every weekend, Mike, Atlanta. Here in South Florida, Aventura Mall had a big shootout. 6 wounded. Black Afro-American shoots. If it would have been white guy, they would have put it all over the news, Mike. All over the news. It would have been on MSLSD. Every one of these CNBC criminal communist broadcasting, every one of these Zionist networks that Peter was talking about yesterday would have had it splashed all over the place. It would have been a white guy.
Yes.
Mike, it's insane. This murder insanity and this bumbling buffoon we got with this immigration. Before I go on that, I want to go back to what Peter said. Peter's absolutely right. How is 2.5% of the population of the United States controlling all of our dictate when it comes to our media? The Zionist. It's filth.
Yes.
It's absolute filth. Fauci's filth. It's all filth, Mike. That's what it really is. It's filth. And like Kelly said, we're a spark away from an all-out civil war. A spark away, Mike. Let's get real here. Let's get real about all this nonsense. Illegal immigration. These people ain't coming here to compliment us. They're coming to eat our lunch and take our jobs. Not enough of this nonsense. A bumbling buffoon Biden should be held for treason against the Constitution of the United States of America. He is a lying, bumbling buffoon, dirty Irishman. That's what he is. He's a dirty Irishman. He's not a good Irishman. He's a dirty, bad Irishman. Bad, bad Irishman.
Okay.
And that's how they're treated. He's Mike, let's be honest, look, Mike. Peter said it. Who is controlling Joe Biden? Who's controlling a 78-year-old man who's got a 98-year-old brain, Mike? Let's be on the real here. Let's be real about this, Mike. This is they stole the election. We know that. Okay, England's even proven that right now, that this election was stolen. But, Mike, now here I'm going to go on immigration in a minute. But before I go there, again, Mother's Day, all these shootings. Father's Day, we don't know what's going to happen on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be unbelievable, probably. And it's like that every year. But, you know, Mike, Chicago, Atlanta, I mean, Philadelphia, Baltimore, this is going on. And, Mike, all we hear is how terrible whites are. What in the hell has happened here on our country, Mike? And we're the majority? We're supposed to be the majority here, like Kelly said? We're not the majority.
We've got to start acting like it.
We're allowing the asphalt to tell the gasoline what to do. And it's got to desist at all costs right now, here and now, Mike. And every one of your listeners or callers should say, hey, I'm going to do everything I can to call your congressman, call whoever you got it, your commissioners, whatever. Enough is enough. I told you here in South Florida, Mike, the whites have been negligated to nothing. Matter of fact, if you're a white American, you try to get a job in Dade County, it's almost impossible. You're better off being an illegal alien, Mike, making $100,000 a year. I want all your callers to understand, some of these people are making $130,000 a year, Mike, in water, sewer, transit, all kinds of different jobs in the county, these solid waste department. These guys are making unlimited overtime. It's unbelievable what's going on. But if you're a white American, you're a bad man. This has got to stop at all costs. And Zionists should not be running our dictate. If they don't like this country, go back your ass to Israel. Okay? That's what I got to say about that. That's what I got to say about it. Run, go to Israel and live with all the Muslims over there that you're being so threatened by. It's ridiculous, Mike. It's got to stop. Like Peter said, it's got to come to an end. Right? It's got to come to an end immediately. Now, in the election, Mike, you've already talked about it. You told everybody years ago this was going to happen. I kept listening to you just because I knew Michael Rivero was going to tell the real truth about this election. And you know what? Trump didn't listen to you. Nobody in his
he didn't.
Nobody was listening to you, Mike. Nobody. It's sad. It's a shame. It's disgraceful and disgusting. Now, Fauci is a fool. Fauci's a fraud. And Fauci's filthy. This his name is, what is it, Anthony Fauci or Tony Fauci? I don't know what his name is. Tony Fauci? A freak. This guy's a freak show. Now everybody can wear masks seasonally. What a joke. Now, Mike, and one guy from Jersey calls in and talks about masks today. That would be wonderful. But, you know, Mike, and Kelly was right yesterday, what he said. But now, Mike, here's what I really want to be talking about. This illegal immigration, Mike, listen to this. And now I'm going to go on Mad Sludge, what he said today on his website. There's 9 million illegals in the state of California, Mike. Now, get a load of this. Bumbling buffoon Biden has got a 63% approval rating, according to Jew Zionist Drudge. Mad Sludge. However, Mike, on the sentence below, if you go on his webpage, down, he's Joe Biden's approval rating with immigration is at 27%.
Yes.
So how is a Jew dictate like Drudge, who's telling all his viewers and listeners, okay, well, Joe Biden's doing a wonderful job. He's got 63% approval rating. But on the next line, he's telling, well, Joe Biden's at 27%, okay, about immigration. And then the next line, on the top line, they have where gasoline prices going to have gas lines when Jimmy Carter was president. Joe Biden is creating where we're going to have gas lines like we did back in the 70s.
Joe Biden, I don't think, is the cause of the current rising gasoline prices. I mean, yes, they were rising before the shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline, but a lot of that had to do with the fact that the supply chain kind of fell apart during the COVID pandemic, and it's still coming back online.
Yes. I just brought that up, Mike, because, if the gas prices do rise and there are gas lines, Joe Biden will be blamed for it, Mike. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah,
if people got to stand in line, he'll have to be blamed because he's telling basically that we got to go to a Green New Deal, and gasoline's bad, diesel's bad, bad, bad. No, Biden will be blamed. So if the gas lines do come this summer, say around August or September, bumbling buffoon's going to be blamed for that. You can watch it, and his ratings will plummet from 63%, according to Sludge, down to probably about 13%.
Okay.
Because remember, Mike, it's all about the pocketbook. He's not kidding you. Even the Slick Willie knew that. Carville. It's about the money. Now,
yes.
Going back to this, Mike, going back to what I want to say also about immigration. Why are Americans allowing this invasion? I mean, Mike, I hate to say this, but the militia's got to unite, man, and say, hey, we're not going to allow this. We cannot allow this, man. If the Army's not going to do their job, the National Guard's not going to do their job, somebody's got to do the job, Mike. Somebody's got to do the job. California,
yes.
Again, 9 million illegals in that state, Mike. Who's paying for all this? What insanity. You think, Mike, these people don't even want to learn to speak English once they got the sheer numbers. They'll say, no, we think they're paying that. Like here in South Florida, Mike, let's be on a real wheel. Let's get real with this nonsense. We got to get real with all this. We can't. This patty cake, baker man nonsense got to come to an end, Mike, because we saw what happened in the election, how they stole that from Trump. We saw how they're trying to do every other thing. We have rhinos in there like this slit Mitt Romney, who wouldn't you buy a picture about Farrakhan and Oslama. And then you have lesbian Cheney stabbing the Republican Party in the back. It's unreal. All the rhinos, Mike, it's horrific. What's happening
in our
country.
Well, it looks like Liz Cheney's going to be giving her, ticket to the back row of the House tomorrow.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I hope she goes Democrat. I did see Mike in Virginia. I think they got a good Republican candidate. I forgot his name. Supposedly he won the nominee. So he has a good chance to take that Northam out. But that's another buffoon. I mean, Mike. What was allowed here to dictate the being run by the narrative, like I've been saying for years, Mike, until about like 10 billionaires actually start sponsoring guys like you having TV shows and some of these buying up ABC or NBC or CBS, it's one of these networks to show the narrative. Because most white women are being, I think, to me, Mike, I think they're being brainwashed.
Women. I think they're trying to brainwash everybody in the country. It's just not working all that well.
Well, I agree. But I bring that up, Mike, because the white women are supposedly the majority of the voting bloc. Okay? The Afro-Americans are not being handled right. And like I told you, Mike, on your show many times, the black Afro-American women are not happy with all these commercials seeing black men with white women. That's probably very perplexing to them. Mm-hmm. Very perplexing. I'm sure it is. I mean, you know, they will like to keep their men and their cultural identity. So, you know, Mike, this dictatorship being run by us is all by Zog. Like Peter said, let's not kid ourselves. It is Zog. I don't care what they say. Matter of fact, Mike, I was listening to a rabbi down here. We have a show down here in South Florida, and the guy's name, I don't know if you ever heard, I can say his last name is Mudd, M-U-D-D, Mudd.
Yeah.
And the other day, he had a rabbi on, and the rabbi was right on the money. I mean, this guy was really telling it like it is, like Mark Levin tells a lot of truths. Even Michael Savage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're really trying to create a race war. Really. Seriously. And they're doing a hell of a job at it, Mike. And like I said, I think it's all going to start off over food. When the food distribution gets to the point where the truckers don't, I mean, there's not food coming in these cities, I think, Mike, we're all out of hell. Unless you're a farmer,
yep.
You're not off the grid, you got to grow your own food. Because it's going to come down to the food. You'll see. Mark my words, it's going to come down to that. It's going to come down to the food distribution and how you can take care of yourself. But again, Mike, I just got to say this. I know you got other callers. Look at Mother's Day weekend in Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Atlanta. And now what's going to happen on Father's Day? And we don't see the National Guard going into these cities. You got that Beetlejuice Lightfoot. I don't know how to even elect this thing here. It's unbelievable. And every weekend, the same old story in Chicago. And they have such strict gun laws. Mike, how is this happening? And that's not even talking about all the... Oh, Mike, did you see the thing about the fentanyl they just busted at the border?
Yeah, I saw that.
The cocaine?
It's a huge amount of fentanyl.
Yes, and cocaine. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
How much the drugs are pouring into this country. And, you know, I could go on and on about that, Mike. But, you know, these demon rats, they keep still electing these people. They're blowing their cities away. I mean, the rioting, you know, Mike, the rioting alone that they've done last summer was into multiple billions of dollars. And they're talking all every day. They're talking about, oh, the resurrection at the Capitol. My
yes.
ASS, Mike, come on. This is ridiculous. These BLM and Antifa, they created so many billions of dollars in damage. It's insanity. They could have put the wall up on a board, free border walls up, Mike. Free border
walls.
Yeah,
for all the money that was lost in the damage. Anyway, listen, Tom,
yes.
I've let you go on for a long time here,
right,
and I've got
Mike.
Other callers waiting on the line, so thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right. First off, good one, Tom. But I'm calling in because I've seen an article on Yahoo that says people who have not received the vaccination just need convincing. Well,
yes.
I read this article, and you know, it was total, you know, what you like to say as bovine excrement. Honestly and truly, I'm at the point, dude, where if anybody that's trying to force me to get a vaccination, you know, I'm just going to consider them an enemy combatant, dude, trying to take my life, dude, and I'm going to defend myself accordingly. Because if they come knocking on my door, I've already told my wife, you know, that, you know, this is a day, dude, where me and you might have to make the choice, dude, that we're going out in a blaze, dude, because I'm not taking this vaccine. And if they mean by convincing, you know, threatening me in the streets or anything like that, I ain't putting up with this crap anymore. I am not going to be one of these panty waist dude Republicans, man, because I wasn't even a Republican to start off with. I was a liberal dude who got tired due to being booted out of my own damn party. And basically, because I wouldn't support gay rights, dude, or black advancement and all that stuff, I got boycotted out of my own business. And but I'm not a Republican, man. And I'm just at the point, dude, where, you know, if you're going to come at me, dude, with this coronavirus stuff, dude, you know that you're trying to sit here and depopulate, dude, the planet, dude, because it's already been exposed. You know, Fauci's, you know, second in command, dude, already admitted, dude, that it was a bioweapon and all that stuff, man. So, therefore, dude, if you're listening to this and these people are trying to make you take a vaccine and they try to get physical with you or anything like that, take their lives, dude, because they're trying to take yours.
That's a bit of an extreme response here. I would just basically say, you know, go back to the Nuremberg Code and say that you cannot do an experimental medical treatment on me without my permission, and you don't have my permission.
Yeah, but see, though, they don't care about that, Mike. They don't care about that because they want to get you infected, dude, with this genome crap, dude, so that they can create their breakaway class, dude, of civilization, dude, for those that are living. And mm-hmm. and we go on to this, you know, this transhumanist, you know, state of being and all that. No, man, dude. If they come to my door, dude, they're getting bucked. And that's all
okay.
I'm saying. Other than that, I want to wish you a good day, sir. And don't take the vaccine. And I hope, dude, that you survive, dude. You know, that you're taking, you know, the best, dude, that you can care of yourself, man. Because right now, dude, you're in experimental grounds, dude.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking the call. I thought about Layla's call yesterday. It was very disturbing to me. but I was going to get your take on the Knights Templar as well. But real quick on the vaccine, the way I see them doing it is just saying you can't get a job. Can't do this without the vaccine. I don't see him going door to door, and that's where the corporate power, you know, needs to be checked. But unfortunately, they run our government, so I don't see anything happening there.
Okay,
but definitely, you're right, though. Say it's an experiment and sue them. You know, is all about all we can do to fight this. You know, and hopefully enough people will do that, start suing. Sue your local school if they make you get it and stuff like that, because it is the FDA has still not approved it. Layla's call, I felt like she was being a little cowardly. I don't like this narrative. She was saying the Jews have suffered throughout time.
Many of them have, and yes, it's true that in a lot of cases they brought it down on themselves. But I got an email, you know, the other day saying it's the Zionists that are causing all the problems and they're letting ordinary, innocent Jews pay the price.
Well, I disagree with that. We've had this discussion on Stormfront stuff because, you know, not all Jews are involved. So
yeah.
When you say the word Jew, you know, yeah, I consider myself a scientific bigot. I'll be right. If you just say Jew, you're right 98% of the time, but you got to admit you're wrong 2% of the time. So, but that's Zionism. That is a problem, but that's it's a symptom of Jewish supremacy, in my view. Or you could say Jewish supremacy is part of Zionism, but a lot of, you know, 95% of Jews support Zionism. And a lot of the ones that don't, and I wrote down Amy Goodman on NPR, Noam Chomsky, they pretend like they're against Zionism, and they attack white people all the time. They attack what they do is pretend like they're anti-Zionist
mm-hmm.
to control both sides of the story, right? It's full-spectrum control, so... They're still Jewish supremacists. They're the ones going around, you know, blaming white men or Nazis for everything, and then they're still pushing a false narrative, but then they'll be against Zionism, you know, but they're covering up for Jewish supremacy here in America as far as the Federal Reserve System, the control of the media. So if you talk about, like, control of the media and the Federal Reserve System, they will be the first ones to call you a Nazi, right?
Yes.
There are a few good Jews. I like Gilad Otzman, Brother Nathaniel. And, you know, the Jews I've met in my personal life, I've liked, you know, all of them, and I've made more money than them. It's not like they're all part of this power structure. But I would, you know, at this stage, I just blame all Jews.
Okay, well, Dan, we've hit a commercial break here. And thank you very much for your opinion and your phone call. We're going to let you go. And we do have lines open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our program here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback off of Tom and say, you know, in the George Floyd fashion, you know, if we should, you know, recognize these people, I mean, we should recognize, you know, and make a monument perhaps to Charles Manson, since he told us how many years ago, I mean, that there was going to be this big race war they were pushing.
Yes.
You know, a real Nostradamus, but... And kudos to Brother Marco out there, you know. He's so right, because let's look back at history. I mean, we tried to talk to Hitler, right, Michael? And what did that do for us? You know, and then back now to go forward to NASA, you know. We just don't get any bang for the buck from NASA, and then when we do, everybody else winds up with the chips, so to speak, you know.
And, well, that's the way NASA was originally set up to operate, is because it was taxpayer funded. It was figured the technological developments in the race to the moon, you know, needed to be handed out to the American people to stimulate new products and new businesses. And that was the way it ran originally.
Well, it is, but, you know, it was handed out to the corporation who made money off it, and the little consumer received, again, once again, nothing but a kick in the, you know, right where.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, we got those fancy calculators and, you know, the smaller TV sets, smaller, cheaper electronics. I got my iWatch here. You've got your iPhone, or you've got some kind of phone.
I didn't make any money off that, though. Did you?
No, but we did get the benefit of the technology. And, you know, that was kind of the way that was set up.
Well,
you know, space exploration is, you know, only just now is space exploration actually becoming profitable.
Well, let's get back to my next point on these chips, to speak. Now, what, Michael, let me ask you this. What happens to these confidentiality agreements? We stay, sign all these, and then the next thing we know, these people come up with the, who end up many times becoming our opponents, end up with the technology that these people all have sworn confidentiality agreements to?
In a lot of cases, and I'll give you a good example, foreign companies are literally buying into American companies like Intel. A lot of that was bought by Israeli interests, and they moved the research and development center to Israel. And so that's where all the new Intel developments are coming out of, like the Celeron chip.
I got you. So listen, Michael, on my final comment here. So since, you know, apparently we had to have votes stolen and elections stolen to you know, usher in this era of communism, well, if we get into a war with China, we won't even have to vote for communism anymore, will we?
Well, no, we probably won't, but we're definitely going to lose a war with China and Russia if we get into it, and there really won't be all that much left here to worry about whether we're a communist or socialist or fascist. It's going to be pretty messed up.
We'll be communist by default. But thank you very much, Michael, and I agree. Marco made another great point, Michael. I think you should pursue the holistic healing and the organic food arena as best you can. And you and Claire take good care.
Yeah, we will. And I am working on trying to get my health back here now that I'm getting over this other situation that I was dealing with. And I'm cleaning up my life. And, you know, we'll just see where it goes from there. All right, thank you for the call. We're going to go to Dave in Michigan. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks. So I like Marco a lot. I think he's a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Michigan, here in Michigan, we set up an assembly back in 2010. It was actually set up by a brigadier general, a colonel, and...
Yeah.
I can't remember what the third guy was, but one of them was a Navy SEAL. I did meet him, and he's gone now. But, you know, the first branch of government is we the people. The second branch is we the people grand jury.
Yeah.
And no laws can be passed without the consent of the governed, and we do not consent.
Well, they can now in an age of stolen elections.
Well, you're right, but that, remember, that's a de facto government. They're not even a government. It's a corporation. We,
mm-hmm.
the people, are the de jure form of government. We are the republic. So we have a national-assembly.net. That's our website, national-assembly.net.
Okay.
Every Thursday night, we've got about 30 states right now that are forming assemblies in their states and their counties. And, you know, obviously we need a big number of people to join this movement in order for us to reseat the de jure form of government. And then the de facto, they just dissolve. So it may not be as easy as it sounds, but check that website out, national-assembly.net.
I will definitely check that out and link it to what really happened. I got to let you go. We're on a commercial break. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. First of all, I want to tell Miles about, you know, his quote about, or his statement about Hitler. You know, he gave him, appeased Hitler. Well, the cable surfaced after the fall of the Iron Curtain that politicians in Britain encouraged the Polish government to allow violence against German civilians that are trapped behind the border there between Poland and Germany in order to instigate the war. And so Hitler responded to that. He was kind of duped, or he was kind of naive, and maybe had too much political pressure at home to respond. It's the same tactic that's going on right now in the Alaska Mosque. Because, look, Benjamin Netanyahu is in political trouble.
Yes.
So he pulls his stunt. Yeah, he's pulled his stunt. He's appealing to the Zionist power base and to the Sanhedrin there, trying to save his bacon. And, you know, I think that's what's going on over there.
Well, you know, I'm sure that Netanyahu is trying to find some way to blame all of this on Iran. to get a war going with Iran because he thinks that will save his position. But again, according to this other story, it looks like there's a new ruling coalition forming that will not include the Likud party, and that means that Netanyahu will be out.
Yeah, he will be out, but I think this was a last-ditch effort. I'm going to go ahead and hang up now. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We've got lines open right now, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, actually, I just decided to call you, Rick. I haven't been able to listen to you because I don't know how to get to you. I've been going through your website, but I can't. I click onto that that deal there, and it connects me right back to YouTube, where you know, you're not live.
No, I'm off YouTube right now. If you read the announcement at the top of the main page, I've had a second strike against me, and I'm banned for 2 weeks now. We're trying to find a new streaming service that is going to work. First of all, I'd like to find something that's free. Second of all, something that Ron Gibson can download the videos for his archives. And, you know, we're still working on that this week. And hopefully by next week we'll have a solution.
I'm wondering how some of these other people are getting through to you. You know, how they listen to you.
Well, some are just getting knocked off and just living with it. And I don't know. It's, you know, I'm not all that excited about having my face on TV anymore. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
I'm talking about the callers. Have they been listening to you, or are they just like me, just random deciding to call? See, you know?
No, I think that a lot of the callers and certainly a lot of the email have read that announcement at the top of the page, and some of them are sending in suggestions. There are apparently a lot of new streaming services that are popping up, and we're having to sort of sort through them. It's kind of like whack-a-mole to find the one that's going to work the best for us.
I tried Rumble. I'd also tried Brighteon. You know, Mike Adams' thing?
Yes.
He evidently has worked out a thing for a streaming service.
No, they're not streaming yet. Rumble does, but it costs $100 a month.
Oh, I see. Okay. Other than that, I just wanted to discuss with what's going on with Fauci. It looks like the walls are starting to come in on him now.
And yes, good.
People are finding out the truth about what's really going on, you know, who pushed this thing on us. And I think it's coming down on Gates, too. I think probably his wife is probably, I don't like her either, but evidently even for her, this relationship with Epstein and finding out her husband's most likely a pedophile, I think this is part of the reason they're breaking up. And I think a lot of information may come out of that also. So, you know, there is hope. You know,
Definitely taking, you know, some of the shine off of Bill Gates and, you know, the corporate media that's sort of been his lackey over the years is starting to turn against him. They're smelling blood in the water and like sharks, they're going to turn on him.
Yeah. Oh, you know, this is good. You know, we got to go after these people. You know, it's good if they start getting divided now.
Yes.
And that's just, you know, one more thing. I was listening before on InfoWars. Actually, what's his name? Owen Scheuer was actually covering this. You know, I love Texas. I think it's the greatest state in the country. But I think Texas got to realize they've got to get rid of this clown that they have as their governor, because he's very shaky, very weak. The reason why he had the mask laws for so long and the shut Texas down for so long is because, again, he was weak. And even the reason why he finally did away with it and opened Texas up, in a way, was another sign of his weakness, because when he went to that, conservative CPAC there?
Yes.
He was DeSantis and Governor Noem of South Dakota made him look like a fool, and he did, which is good, of course. And he unlocked the state again, but he evidently, you know, he's got a lot of these businesses come in, and they threaten to leave. because there's now a bill in Texas to make sure that a child cannot, you cannot perform any kind of a altering, sex-altering operation in a child. All right?
Yes.
And this is, in a decent world, that would be, that would be par for course. I mean, obvious. As far as I'm concerned, any doctor who would do something like that should probably be given a quick trial and taken out and hung in public. And the parents,
well, at the very least, I think they ought to lose their medical license. I mean, that to me, that's that is a surgical child abuse.
Yes, and it's a direct violation of the Hippocratic Oath, thou shalt do no harm. You know, so I mean,
actually in the Hippocratic Oath, but it is in some of the other writings of Hippocrates.
Okay, but anyway, he's threatening to veto that bill, and he's trying to slow it down. Doesn't even get in front of him because he's afraid of these Silicon Valley scumbags that have come into his state that he actually encourages. You don't encourage people like this to come into your state because they're not going. You know, you're not going to get the type of people you want. You talk about illegal aliens coming in and threatening the votes and all that, threatening the loop. I think these people coming in from California and New York, especially from California, are more of a threat than the state flu. All right? They come in and they bring their disgusting habits with them and their disgusting ways with them. And especially when these businesses like Silicon Valley, you bring in, you bring in Apple, you bring in Facebook, Twitter, whatever else, you're asking for trouble. And then he gave that stupid speech there actually not even having the American flag there, but having the Israeli flag in front of him. He gave that speech about Gab being anti-Semitic. And they have no use in Texas for Gab because they're anti-Semitic. I mean, this guy's a moron. At the best I can say, he's a moron. He's definitely very weak. He doesn't know how to deal. He doesn't know. He's out of touch with most of the people in the state. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping they get Alan West to run primary him in, I think he's up for election in 2022. I hope Alan West, Colonel West there, challenging. He's the head of the Republican Party now in Texas. The guy is a great patriot, super patriot, and a really good person. I hope West challenges him and becomes the next governor there. He'd make a good president, too. He'd make an excellent president. Because this guy is, you know, his policies are going to wind up turning Texas blue. He keeps on catering to these California companies, California and Washington State companies, and Texas is going to wind up just like California. That's what happened to California. California used to be a great state, best in the country, actually. And look what it's turned into. And that's part of the reason is Silicon Valley. They get the worst type of people coming into the state, and then with all their money, they lobby, and they get too much control. And I think that's what's happened to Abbott. And being that he's weak, and, by the way, you talk about strength. You see that Putin was playing ice hockey again? He was playing ice hockey?
Yes.
Scored a few goals, too. Now, compare that with what we've got posing as the president. He's not really the president. He's an imposter. The imposter day and what, who can barely make it up
flight of stairs.
His fraudulency. He can barely make it up flight of stairs. And there you got this leader of Russia who still plays ice hockey. He's not all that much younger than the fraud either. As a matter of fact, he's only a few years younger. But look at the difference. And look how that looks to the world. When they have a strong leader like that, and we've got I don't even want to call him a clown. He's just a decrepit old, demented old man who no way he should be in there, who's can't even think properly, you know? I don't even know who he knows the plan he's on unless they got him well drugged up, like to make a speech, you know? It's a shame, Mike. That's all I can say, you know? And I'm disgusted with YouTube did to you, but I'm not surprised. They kicked me off. They kicked anybody who's got a mind of their own, they kick off. You know, I hope you're able to get in another streaming site, you know? I can't.
Well, we're working on it. We're working on it. But you know, our radio audience, is our main audience, and you know, we want to take care of them first and foremost.
I'm trying to ask you. Well, how do I get you in a radio? I go to RBN, and I don't get you there either.
There should be a listen live button up on the upper right corner of the Republic website. And there's also a listen live button on my website during the showtime. It shows up when the show begins and goes away when the show is over.
All right, I'll try again tomorrow. As a matter of fact, that's how I used to get you before. I didn't used to get you on YouTube before. That was the last couple of years. When I first started listening to you, that was about 4 years ago, I think, I got you on the radio. You know,
We added RBM. YouTube kind of, after, I've been doing this radio now since I actually started all the way back in 2007. I've been with RBN now for a lot of years, but we only recently added the YouTube adjunct, and now YouTube doesn't want me anymore. So, to heck with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to try again with RBN, see if I can get through. Okay, so what would it be? I think I went to RBN.com or .org, something like that.
It's RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Republic Broadcasting Network, or maybe I'm down to the wrong side of Republican.
Yeah, it's RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll see the RBN logo up at the top there. And, over on the right-hand side, it says Listen Live, and that is the current RBN stream, which at the moment happens to be my show.
I used to get Slattery on there also. I think Michael Slattery. Patrick Slattery, I think. Can't get him anymore either, I know they're playing games. I know they're trying to squelch,
Yeah, they are. No question about it.
That's what they're trying to do. All right, Mike, you take it easy, right? Give my regards to Claire. You feeling okay, by the way?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better. Thanks an awful lot.
You didn't have any reaction to that vaccine, did you?
It kind of knocked me out for 2 days, but that was about it. Claire had no reaction at all. Mostly I'm dealing with the aftermath of, the situation I was dealing with last year. But I'm definitely, getting over that. And, okay.
All right, Mike. Take it easy, right? Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Daniel in North Dakota. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You guys were talking about the streaming stuff. And I know that a bunch of people signed up from RBN over at my website, Social 1776. Mm-hmm. I wanted to invite you to sign up for our video platform over there. I'll send you the link.
Oh, really? Would you give me that? Give me that URL again.
It's video.social1776.com.
Okay, I have video.social1776.com. I will definitely check that out and look at that. Also, I got an email reminding me that the RBN audio feed is also on TalkStream Live. So you go to talkstreamlive.com/program/RBN and you can listen to the streams on that website as well. So we're kind of all over the place there right now, but I'm definitely going to look at your video platform and see what we have there. Anything else you want to share with us?
The other thing that I wanted to tell you about was that Dr. Group, he's a friend of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and all these alternative doctors, he was talking about using iodine to shut off those prions in your body, and it actually helps detox this vaccine. And if you look up on the Power Hour on 420 on Daniel Brinkman's show, Dr. Mm-hmm. Drew had that program. I'll also send you a link for that because I think it would really help a lot of people.
Okay.
Anyways, Mike, that's all I got for you. But one more question. I did send you that email from Porter Watch. Did you wind up checking that out?
I'm sorry. Which one did you send me?
Courtroom Watch. It was about that guy, Patrick Hall, who's being harassed by the health department in New York.
Yes, I remember that one. Yes, I did get that.
Awesome. Good deal. I'm going to have Patrick give you a call one of these days because I think he could really use a spotlight on that, really. But, hey, Mike, anyways, I'll send you those links, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon. But God bless you, brother.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we got to take another break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And before we take the phone call, I want to share a little personal anecdote with you. We're in a very rural region here, and a lot of our evening entertainment is watching the local wildlife, in particular the white-tailed deer. And a little bit of a surprise, it turns out we have an albino deer in the area that showed up in our backyard the other day and got captured on the trail camera. So that's what we do for excitement here in Christmas Lake Village. Okay, let's go back to the phones to Walter in North Carolina. Hello, Walter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm a big fan. I've been listening since around 2014. I never thought I'd call in, but okay. I've been a huge fan of yours. Yeah, I first started off listening to the Rob Gibson channel back in, I think it was 2014.
Yeah.
And because I got back into Alex Jones, I used to listen to him in the 90s. Anyway, I'd see your picture come up on his channel. Like, who is this guy? Like, is he running from his garage? Because I was used to Alex Jones at the time. He was all, you know, with the stage and props. And then I got to listening to yours, and I quit listening to Alex once he got with Trump. You know, he became... He was against the system, and then he became a part of the system. You know, he became biased, though. But anyways, I've been just hooked to your show ever since. And I wanted to call in just to tell people how I listen to your show. There's an Android app called Simply Radio, and okay. you can search for RBN channel. That you can listen to live. But the days I can't catch you live, I go to DuckDuckGo, and I type in what really happened with a space and then podcast. Apple, and they keep an archive of your show every day, so you can just, you know, you type what really happened through DuckDuckGo, and it'll be the second result, because there's someone else that has a show called What Really Happened, but it'll be there, and they archive your show, the podcast.apple. So you type in what
really
happened.
That's a little bit of a surprise. I was unaware of that. I thought Ron Gibson was the only one keeping the archive. Well, as soon as we get back on streaming, you know, we'll hopefully be back in there. But, you know, I'm trying to sign up right now for this Video Social 1776, and it says it's supposed to be sending me a confirmation email for my new membership, but it's not showing up is the problem. So I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah,
okay.
And I love you. I love you both, and Claire. And I wish you guys the best of health. And thank you for accepting my call.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. And we're almost to the end of the show here. So a little bit of news here. Twitter is in hot water again. There is a second child pornography lawsuit filed against them by an underage victim. Twitter is trying to defend themselves, citing protections under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. That 230 section has got to go. And isn't it interesting? Social media is okay with child pornography. They just don't want you questioning the vaccine safety. And there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Partner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.